Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a Bassline Theory jungle switch up inside Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Take a solid DNB bass phrase, saturate it for density and harmonics. Then arrange it so the groove flips with intention instead of just looping forever. This is an intermediate groove lesson, so we're not just making a heavy bass sound. We're making a bassline that behaves like a rhythmic lead. It should lock to the drums, leave space for the snare, and then evolve inside the drop so it feels like the track is moving forward. Same key, new pressure. First, set your project around 172 BPM. That's right in the sweet spot for jungle and modern drum and bass. Build a two-bar drum loop first. Kick and snare should already feel solid, with a snare hitting on 2 and 4. Add a chopped break or some ghost percussion so the groove has a little shuffle and movement. But don't overcrowd the low mids yet. The bass needs room to speak. A really important thing here is this. In DNB, the bassline only feels powerful if the drum groove leaves space for the change to be heard. Sometimes groove is created as much by what you leave out as what you add. So before you even open a synth, make sure the beat already feels like DNB on its own. Now create a new MIDI track and load a stock Ableton instrument. Operator is great if you want a clean sub and a simple harmonic layer. Waveitable is great if you want more motion and a restyle attitude. Analog can give you a rougher, more classic tone. For this lesson, think in terms of a dark minor key and keep the phrase simple. Write a two-bar bass idea that feels like call and response. For example, bar 1 can be the longer low note or two spaced notes, and bar 2 can answer with a pickup, a stab, or a slightly more active rhythm. You don't need a busy melody. In drum and bass, a single note can hit hard if the rhythm is right. A good starting shape is this. Phrase A feels low and sparse. Phrase B feels like the reply. Then the switch up will make the second version feel more urgent or broken apart. Use root, flat 7, and 5th as your main note choices if the harmony supports it. If you want tension, a semitone move can work really well too, especially in darker material. Now split the bass into sub and character layers. You can duplicate the MIDI track, or better yet, use an instrument rack with two chains. One chain is your sub. Keep that one clean, mono, and simple. A sine wave from operator is perfect. Don't widen it, don't distort it, just keep it stable and focused. The second chain is your mid bass or res layer. This is where the character lives. Use waveitable, analog, or even operator with some harmonic movement. Add saturator or overdrive, and maybe auto filter so you can animate the tone a little. High pass that layer somewhere, around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. A solid starting point is saturator drive somewhere around 4 to 7 dB, with soft clip on if the tone starts getting too sharp. If you use utility on the sub, keep width at 0%. That mono discipline matters a lot in DNB. Now zoom in on the MIDI and think about phrasing, not just notes. Intermediate DNB bass lines really come alive when the note timing interacts with the drums. Try nudging some notes slightly late so they feel heavier. Put short response notes just before the snare if you want tension. Leave tiny gaps after the snare hit so the backbeat can breathe. That little pocket is powerful. And here's a great teacher tip. If the groove starts feeling rushed, reduce the number of notes before you reduce velocity. Too many bass events can blur the break much faster than a loud bass ever will. In jungle and DNB, negative space is part of the rhythm. Once the MIDI feels good, saturate the mid layer for harmonics, not just loudness. The aim is to make the bass more readable on smaller systems and more aggressive in the drop. Try a chain like auto filter into saturator into drum bus into EQ8. Keep it controlled. You're not trying to destroy the sound. Just give it enough edge to translate. A good place to start is 4 to 6 dB of drive on the saturator, soft clip on, and then use EQ8 to tame any harsh spike that shows up around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the distortion starts getting fizzy, clean that up after the fact. The sweet spot is harmonic density, not noise. Now comes the jungle switch up. Duplicate your two-bar phrase and make a second version that feels different while still belonging to the same tune. You can change the rhythm, the register, the texture, or the amount of space. You do not have to change all of them. One classic move is to keep the first two bars more roller-like and sparse, then make the second two bars tighter and more chopped. Another move is to keep the same note choice but switch the rhythm every four bars. That gives you variation without losing the track's identity. You can also jump an octave on part of the phrase, or turn a legato line into short stabs for more jungle energy. A really effective switch-up trick is to make the last beat before the change feel slightly incomplete. Leave a gap, choke a tail, or strip away one note. That tiny moment of missing information makes the next bar feel earned. It's a small detail, but it makes a huge difference. Now let's talk automation, because this is what makes the bass feel alive. Automate filter cutoff, saturator drive, wave eatable position, or even the width of the mid layer. For example, you could open a low-pass filter from around 300 Hz to 2K Hz as you move into the switch-up, or raise the distortion by a couple dB on the final hit before the new phrase lands. That's the difference between a static loop and a performance. The bass should feel like it's breathing, not copy-pasted. For arrangement, think in 4-bar or 8-bar phrases. A common D&B structure is: bars 1 and 2 establish the groove, bars 3 and 4 repeat with slight variation, bars 5 and 6 bring in the switch-up, and bars 7 and 8 release or reset. That way, the listener recognizes the phrase, but gets enough change to stay locked in. Before the switch-up, you can add a snare fill, a reverse crash, a break edit, or even a one-beat bass dropout. A tiny dropout can be enough. In fact, sometimes removing the bass for half a beat makes the return hit harder than adding another layer ever could. Now do a low-end check. Keep the sub-mono. Check the whole bass groove in mono and make sure the groove doesn't collapse. If it sounds huge in stereo but falls apart in mono, the issue is probably too much width in the low end. The sub should feel solid even when everything is collapsed to the center. Also keep an eye on the balance between kick, snare, and bass. The kick still needs to punch through, and the snare has to stay dominant on 2 and 4. If the bass is swallowing the transient moments, tighten the note lengths or high-pass the character layer a little more. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the bass line too continuous. Leave space. Don't distort the sub. Keep the low end clean and mono. Don't make the switch up just a little louder. Change the rhythm, register, or texture. And don't ignore the break groove, because the bass and break need to feel like they're talking to each other. If you want a heavier or more modern edge, try resampling the bass phrase to audio and then chopping it up. Warp, saturator, and auto filter can turn a simple phrase into a custom jungle-style switch-up. You can also use a tiny burst of distortion only on the first hit of the switch-up for extra impact. That kind of one-shot hit can feel really savage in a drop. Another useful trick is to keep the low register simple and make the upper mid layer busier. The ear reads rhythm more clearly up there, and the sub stays focused. So if the groove is too crowded, simplify the low end before you start adding more features. Let's bring it all together. You've got a drum loop, a bass phrase, a clean sub, a saturated mid layer, and a switch up that changes the energy without losing the identity of the track. That's the core idea here. Build a bass phrase, saturate the character layer, and arrange a variation that feels like a structural event. In drum and bass, especially jungle-flavored stuff, the bass line is both harmony and rhythm. When you get the spacing right, when the saturation is controlled, and when the arrangement gives the listener a real change to latch onto, the whole drop starts feeling much bigger. So as you work, keep asking, does this feel like a loop, or does it feel like a phrase? Because that difference is what separates a static bass line from one that actually drives the track. For your quick practice, build a 2-bar loop at 172 BPM, write a simple bass line in a dark minor key, split it into sub and mid, add saturator to the mid layer, and then duplicate the phrase and change just one thing: rhythm, register, or filter movement. Add a small fill or dropout before the switch. Mono check the bass, and listen for whether it feels more like a roller evolution or a jungle breakaway. That's the move. Keep it clean. Keep it rhythmic, and let the switch up feel intentional. When the groove is strong, the change hits way harder.